Good morning. 7:40 a.m., 20 minutes of 8 on the 18th of October 2012. It's cold out here this morning. It's 34 degrees. My nose is running. My fingers are frozen. Push in the plug and see, make sure I can try to get a good file today. So tomorrow is the first day of Mile High. I'll be going down in the afternoon. So I'll have a podcast in the morning. And then probably not another one until Monday morning. I'm not sure what's going to happen. I did get business cards. I went to the local print shop. And they had... I took a couple of prototypes that I had run up using my desk jet and the do-it-yourself business card tags. So I have a box of those. An envelope of the Avery business card perfect edge forms. And I ran up a sheet just to see what it would look like. And it would work okay. And that was my fallback. If the print shop couldn't give them to me for less than a nickel a piece, and I'd run off a couple sheets and call it good. But it turns out that I was able to get 98. It was an even sheet cut, and in two separate patterns. So it's a simple card. It's got my name, address, and URL, and a QR code on one side. And then on the other side, I've got Ravenwood, the cover, and on the other one, I've got Xiphereus Call's cover. They don't quite fit right. They don't quite cover. The cover don't quite cover. But it's okay. It looks fine. I'm gonna order some from Moo Cards that have all the covers, including the six matching ones, which started me last night way too late, looking at trading cards. And I've got the fronts. Once you've got the frame and the basic structure, then creating one side is pretty easy. The challenge was coming up with appropriate framing. So I'm pretty pleased with that. I got to do the backs. I get the six covers for the share and the three covers from Tanith. Oh, and a South Coast cover. We'll be in good shape. Be able to send off an order to Got Print and have trading cards for Cosine in Baltimore. Oh. I'm very cold this morning. I'm not working very hard or walking very fast. I'm also very tired because I stayed up too late last night. Elder daughter had regionals, and she was quite distressed when she got home. Their band did not do that well. And because I didn't get back until 10:30, it was 11 o'clock or after before I finally crawled into bed. The cat woke me up at 4, so I guess it was 4:30. So not a great night's sleep last night. And now I've got to go off and get this podcast posted, so I can get my act together, get off to high school, see my novel kids, and then stop by and get my hair cut, pick up my business cards, come home and make chicken soup, I think. Gosh, it's cold. Trying to warm my fingers by folding them up inside the glove. That usually works. And to be walking faster too, to generate some body heat. I got my hood up today to try to keep stuff from blowing down my neck. I didn't wear any ear protection. Don't have a knit cap today, just my ball cap, and it's quite chilly. So Tara left a comment about merchandise, because I talked about merch on the revenue streams panel that John Murrell posted yesterday. And I was sort of dismissive of merch. It's just that for me it hasn't worked very well, and I'm sure that for other people it works fine. Cafe Press is not the most economical way to offer merchandise. I look at what it costs to run 100 mugs versus what it costs to buy 100 mugs from Cafe Press. And yeah, the difference is pretty astonishing. T-shirts are the same way. The problem with T-shirts is that you have to buy so many, like 100, and then guess as to the distribution of size. Now, if you run out of a particular size that somebody wants, and kind of left hanging with shirts you can't sell because nobody wants that size, you can't promote because you don't have a full range of sizes, it's kind of a pain in the butt. So I basically do what Howie does, which is put them up at about a nickel over cost or something. It's not very much. I don't lose money on any sale, but I don't make much. And I don't sell many, so part of it is, the other part of Tara's post was that I'm scattered all over the net. It's like, yeah, I am. That's one of the things, though, is that each place, and I don't really subscribe to this sort of idea of consolidation, although I am working toward a more consolidated web presence. But I don't think I'm going to take that to an extreme. The NathanLowell.com site is not really anything except a catalog and a pointer. And it's not really where you're going to go to learn what's going on with me. That's what this is on the day-to-day basis. And then for people who are interested in Solar Clipper, then the Solar Clipper site, which is why I have a specific site for science fiction. Because there are people who don't like fantasy in the science fiction world, and there are people in the fantasy world who don't like science fiction. So yeah, if you're one of those people who likes both, then you're probably going to have to keep up with both sites. But again, that's what RSS is for. I know a lot of people don't use RSS. That's sort of like leaving the car parked in the garage when you go to get groceries. If it works for you, then fine, but if it's inconvenient, why do you do it? And of course, the big piece with RSS is a lot of people don't understand how it works or why you'd want to. So, you know, there's that as well. I suppose I could cater to that group because that's a big part of my not market. It's a big niche that people who don't use the technology very well or very fluently or at all. That's Deborah Geary's managed to make her big moves because of her email list, her MailChimp presence. She just had to relicense her cover image because she'd gone over the amount of authorized impressions. Terrible problem to have. But the idea of this sort of consolidated web presence, this sort of one place to find me on the web. Well, there is one place to find me on the web, and that's NathanLowell.com. And that will show you all the other places that I am. I don't use Twitter for, really for content, as much as I use Twitter for talking with people. Same goes for Facebook. I'm terrible on Facebook. My Facebook pages are placeholders more than anything else. I think part of it goes back to the fact that I use the groups in Facebook as a kind of community. I'm a member of a half a dozen groups where I will chat with them, and most of them are hidden groups, so I don't get to, that doesn't show up in public. These are all sort of like private clubs. And they generally have a particular theme. Rattling. I hope it's not coming through on the microphone. Probably is. I made the turn eastward, so now I've got some sun. That's a little better. Frost on the windshields of cars that have parked overnight. So yeah, it's a cold one. It's an interesting idea, though, this place on the web. Well, and I think that's really, and I've said it about four times already, so I'm not going to repeat it, but that's what NathanLowell.com is for. And I do need to perhaps upgrade, update. I should probably move the fan forums over to NathanLowell.com or even SolarClipper.com. I haven't started a new forum for Zephyr's Call yet either. Just so many things to do, so much detail that I just drop in pursuit of the shiny. It's one of the downsides. So just saw, speaking of details and things, I just saw the Mile High Guest of Honor trying to get on a plane or she tweeted. I follow Sherry Priest, who's going to be the guest of honor at Mile High. I'll get to meet her. I'd take a book for her to sign, but I don't own any of her books. Well, I don't own any of her newer books. I think I have some of her old stuff. I don't have Bone Shaker. But it should be fun. It should be a good time. I'm looking forward to meeting some of these people again. Meeting some of these people for the first time. I expect I'll run into Carol Berg and my friend from UC Boulder. I can't remember her name. Crater. Louise Crater? I think so. Okay, I'm warming up. The good thing is I'm warming up. The bad thing is now that I'm warming up, I'm getting sleepy again. I don't have time for a nap. I've got to get home. I've got to get this posted. I've got to get a shower. I've got to find some clean clothes. Make it over to the high school in an hour. Then from there, we've got a whole raft of things that I need to do today, so that I'll be ready to go tomorrow. Not the least of which is to put South Coast on a jump drive that I could take with me. And also to put it over on, I probably will put it on Dropbox, and then download it to my netbook, because that's what I'm going to take with me to Mile High for the purposes of writing in the evening. Patrick Hester from Functional Nerds and I are going to be on at least, I think we're on two panels together, which should be interesting. I'm on a Playing with Participants panel. I'm not quite sure what we do with that, but playing is good. I'll play with anybody for an hour or so. So that should be a good time. I'm trying to think of what else I've got. I know there's three or four of them that I'm on. It's not a really high demand conference. I'll be on many more panels at Cosine. Cosine is a lot smaller. It's not like quite so many breakout rooms. It's not quite so many people attending. It's still a very nice little con. I do enjoy it. Enjoyed it last year. I'm looking forward to it this year. And I'll have to remember to take some books down to contribute to the silent auction that they have there as well. Oh, geez, back is sore this morning. Not quite sure why. I know I took my pills last night. They took them late, but I know I took them because that's why I stayed up so late. Wow, that's bright. The big cottonwood tree here on the corner has gone completely brilliant yellow. And the rising sun and the light from the early morning, it's quite gorgeous. And the mass of it is really impressive. It's a really big tree, and it stands by itself in the corner. So, yeah, it's not all yellow. It's a little bit of green in the lower boughs still, the lower branches. Quite gorgeous in the morning. the traffic across the street. Moving slow today. Jeez, I feel like I'm just crawling. And here I am at the back gate. 1,002 miles as of today. 20 minutes 34 seconds on the timer. Yeah, I was slow today. Well, tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.